episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Click on the donate link.
G'day.
Hello, everybody, and hello, Beachy. Welcome, everyone. Truthmeets.com. You're on Coast to Coast with Beachy and Verilicious. It is the 25th of April, 2025. And you know what, Beachy? Today is Anzac Day. It's the Australia and New Zealand Army Corps Day. Cool. It's a very special day for a lot of people. Which April 25, it commemorates the landing of the Anzacs on the Gallipoli Peninsula in 1915. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal for a lot of Australians. They made it an official holiday here in Australia and New Zealand. They did it around about 1920. So there's dawn services, marches. It's a national event where they want people just to recognise and commemorate the contribution of all these who served, whether they're alive or dead. The red poppy, you know, is the main commemorative flower for remembrance.
Really?
Which is a lot here where we see them like before that time, Anzac Day. I think at Remembrance Day we have them as well, which is the 11th of November. And then we have coins and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, it is a special day for a lot of people. And today it's raining, so I didn't hear any of the bugles this morning. Usually there's a dawn service. They might have been held indoors this time around. But you know what? It's a long weekend for a lot of us, which is one thing that we all enjoy. Unfortunately, here on the Gold Coast, it is raining. So... being indoors and the shops not being open until 1 p.m. So shops will generally open around 1 p.m. today till about 5 p.m. So that means, 4 hours of cram shopping and it's raining. So, good luck to the shopping centres if they decide to open today as well. Yeah.
Well, we're not sunny today either here in California. At least in my area of California, it's very overcast and haven't seen the sun once today. So,
oh wow! And you're in spring. We're in opposite seasons as well.
I know. I don't know what happened this spring. I haven't seen the sun for at least, since Monday. I think it was Monday. I walk and had some. Even though it was still kind of cloudy, but at least there was some sun poking through.
Well, that's good. We never know. How's that bee out there? Stop manipulating the weather. Anyway.
Right. Let us have some fun.
Let us have some fun. Now, there's one thing that we were having a look at this week, Beachy, and it's something that we don't really talk about. But we see it around us. And the question is, why are we so fat? Why are we so fat?
Right. I mean, you've seen pictures, or at least I've seen pictures on the internet where people talk about, they show people on the beach in the 50s and everybody is thin and no excess fat and then you know you look today and everyone's a bit roly-poly and not so thin, so
yeah, it's and it's something that no one wants to talk about as well, but it is predominantly an epidemic. I had to look up through the World Health Organization in regards to this as well, and they have on their website about controlling the global obesity epidemic. So there is an epidemic, and that's very interesting. If you go into the WHO website, they're talking about how many people are actually overweight these days. And so it falls in line to the pictures that we see. You know, there might be memes out there where it's like, oh, look how thin people were in the 1970s and they're all out in the beach. But now you look at the beach and we are all sorts of shapes and sizes. And we were talking about in our health, about inflammation and as well as things that trigger certain allergies. We have diseases in our bodies and, you know, obesity and being overweight can contribute to a lot of this. Now, the other end of malnutrition, because we might think of malnutrition as just being somebody who's not eating enough or they're deficient in certain things, it's actually the other end of the scale of malnutrition, which is the obesity. So if have you heard of body max index, the BMI? I know some of us who work out or who go to the gym are absolutely obsessed with what our BMI is. So the definition with the BMI, so you're overweight is a body mass index greater than or equal to 25. And the obesity body mass index is greater than or equal to 30. Now, on the WHO website, they also talk about nutrition, having a healthy diet, and the causes and risk factors of obesity. The other thing they talk about is the rates of overweight and obesity, which continue to grow in adults. So from 1990 to 2022, ages 5 to 19, the rate of overweight and obesity went from 2% to 8%, and adults went from 7% to 16%. That's a massive jump. That's half.
Well, yeah, I am. First of all, I had always thought it was mostly just in America, because they say that, you know, Europe and European, you know, other countries where they're not eating so much processed food that these things are not happening. But now you're saying it is prevalent.
It's global,
all over. So that's curious. That's very interesting, because there is a lot of talk in America where, well, at least in my circles, where they're saying that a lot of the products that companies, the food companies make here in America, are allowed to put substances that are, who knows what, chemical substances and you might think of as poisonous or at least detrimental to a human body. Whereas in Europe, they don't allow this. So somehow they are more regulated, and our FDA is like, sure, go ahead, put it in until somebody complains. And then it's like 10 years later, when people start complaining, then they look at it. So it's in that, like I said, that's interesting to me that it is going global now, which makes sense, because, you know, a lot of these companies are global. At least according to the thing that we're watching that we got sent about the reasons that we get fat, of course, there's numerous, not just the food, but apparently there are lots of other causes.
There are lots of things.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So it says also that most people are obese and overweight in every region except Southeast Asia. That's very interesting. So between us, so we can talk about in America and in Australia, we can see the obesity rates themselves. Basically, that's where you're from and where I'm from. So Peter Osborne, after the break, we'll talk about him.
After the break.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And we're back. Truthmeets.com. You're on Coast to Coast with Beachy and Verilicious. It is the 25th of April, 2025. Now, a good friend of yours, Beachy, sent us a video. Peter Osborne, Dr. Osborne's Zone is his YouTube channel. And the topic was, why are we so fat? And he was looking at the epidemic of this human fatness And he talks about diseases of when we're overweight. Now, you were saying about the stats, and he's obviously in America. So the stats that he was giving us was 1 in 5 children and 1 in 3 adults were morbidly obese. So that's pretty bad. So not just being overweight, but obesity is where the issues, high risk issues of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, there's types of cancer, our autoimmune diseases. And he also talks about things like your medication, being the treatment that can cause death, and medication being the causes of death. So he was saying that we're using medication to treat the obesity problems. So whether it's heart disease or the diabetes or the types of cancer, but now the medication is also causing problems as well, which relates to death. So one thing that we actually kind of want to have a look at today, which Beachy and I were having a look at some information, is a thing called obesogens. Now, the obesogens are chemicals that may disrupt normal metabolism and promote obesity, depending on how the body produces and stores the uses of our fat. Now, these are found in food containers, toys, cookware, personal care products, our cleaning product, medical, anything. So what happens when these chemicals enter your body is they alter the energy balance, regulation to our system, and they tend to favor the weight gain. So let's have a look into what the obesogens are. And Beachy, you were having a look at obesogens in fabric.
Taking a look at some of the things that come across that it talks about frequency. And fabrics give off different frequencies, and you know, obviously the natural things like linen and wool can actually give us healing effects, while the synthetic fabrics like polyester can actually give us harmful effects. It says polyester has a frequency of 15 hertz, which is similar to that of a diseased or dying person. How do you like that?
That's pretty disgusting, isn't it?
Polyester, from a just a regular standpoint, I mean, if you wear polyester, it has a weird feeling on your person. I feel anyway, and when you sweat, it doesn't. Apparently, it doesn't breathe well. So when you sweat, it keeps it in you. Whereas, you know, when you sweat, it's trying to sweat out, you know, things that you don't want in your body anymore. So sweating is actually a cleansing process. And if it's not able to get out, you know, that I would imagine that would be a problem, you know, have some consequence on your natural cleansing, you know. And I also noticed it smells like when you do sweat, it smells worse than if you were wearing just a regular breathable, you know, you can kind of smell yourself, which is kind of a little bit TMI, but you know, anyway, just that's what I have experienced. So, and then it says here, you should also never mix fabrics, which have the high frequencies with the polyester, because then they actually cancel each other out. So it's not even, you know, you got to kind of go all the way or, you know. But the sad thing is most of our clothing and bedding are made of these synthetic materials, and it's kind of, it's something, you know, again, another thing we need to look at. One of the interesting things too, though, that I've run across is bamboo. A lot of people were saying at one point that bamboo is so wonderful and great for the, you know, environment and But they're saying here that the bamboo is not good to wear on your body. So, but yeah, just to give you an idea of the frequencies, numbers wise, just for comparison, like wool and linen have a 5,000 number of frequency, and organic cotton is only 100. Regular cotton goes down to 72. Bamboo is 15, and polyester, spandex, all these, plastics, basically it's plastics, obviously have zero frequency. So that's kind of interesting. Let's see. There was another. Where's my other fabric thing? Okay. Fabric choices. Well, basically, it's. So here, just to give you an idea of what exactly are in these fabrics, polyester is made from petroleum treated with antimony, which is a carcinogen. It's also sheds microplastics, which obviously we know it harms marine life and potentially entering our food chain. Nylon is produced with harsh chemicals like formaldehyde and emits nitrous oxide, a greenhouse gas, supposedly 300 times worse than CO2. Spandex, made with polyurethane, it's loaded with toxic solvents that are harmful during production and can cause skin irritation and other issues. Acrylic contains acrylon nitro, a carcinogen linked to respiratory issues, dizziness and headaches. And then again, the bamboo is often marketed as eco-friendly, but most bamboo fabric is processed with toxic chemicals like carbon disulfide to create bamboo viscose, harming the workers who are, processing it. They say to always choose organic cotton, hemp, linen, or wool for safer, sustainable choices.
Yeah. And you're finding that those kind of products tend to be more expensive as well, which is really bizarre because natural products shouldn't be that expensive. For me, it would take more of an effort and will cost more money to produce all those other things with chemicals. And the other thing is rayon is made from wood pulp, and how they chemically process that as well. We're finding that in a lot of our products as well. So having obesogens, it's plastic in your plastic containers, in your cosmetics. So he was talking about your BPAs, your BPC, your thiolate compounds in them. And it's really interesting how he talks about the plastics as well. So we often hear about microplastics being in the food, being in the air, and these are all hormone disruptors. We'll get into the hormones in just a minute. But we're having a look at things like your PFAs, which is the polyfluoroalkyl substances. Oh, goodness me. And this is what he was saying. If there's things that you cannot pronounce that you see on packaging, you shouldn't even go there, which is really super interesting that, we tend to overlook labels because we might see the heading of that particular label. It's organic, but it's just the name. There's nothing organic in it at all. So it's quite it's really bad that they use marketing in a way just to promote something that's unhealthy as healthy. So we're looking at what else did he look at? He was looking at like the pesticides, which are around, which we bring in if we're going for a walk sometimes. We don't know what's being sprayed out there. Our pets, might roll in the grass. It may have pesticides in them. So everywhere and everything that surrounds us, these obesogens are around. Yeah. Medications, cosmetics. Yeah, your medications, especially your steroid medications that can cause diabetes, which they increase your blood sugar levels, which is quite interesting to know as well. Estrogen, some women take supplements to do with your estrogen levels, antihistamines, which I found interesting because I sometimes take antihistamines, not so much now, and your antipsychotic drugs. Now, all these things contain obesogens, which is so bad for our health. Now, hand sanitizers was interesting. He went into this, that it has triclosan. Now, I don't know if anyone's heard, you may have heard over the years, triclosan. So it's basically detergent. They put it in washing detergent, soap, toothpaste. It's an antimicrobial. It was chemically manufactured. Now, triclosan was actually banned by the FDA in 2016. Concern over hormonal effects and the potential of long-term public health risk. Now, that's the thing. Yes, it could be banned, and it is banned in certain places, but there are countries that are still making stuff with triclosan in it, and they're products that you still can be purchased around the world if you're not onto it. Yeah, food additives. We went into food additives last time in regards to your dyes in food, your preservatives, artificial antioxidants, your monosodium glutamate, MSG. Yes, MSG can make everything taste wonderful, but it is super bad for you as well. And what he does recommend is read your packaging labels. And it's like you should be asking yourself, like, can I pronounce what is on that package, especially my food package? If I can't pronounce what it is, definitely not a real food, is it? And then he went into about vaccines having obesogens in them as well. And he was basically talking about mercury content in the earlier vaccines, which is basically a neurotoxin and mercury exposure. So we might see like certain health things that we have in our life because we've been exposed to this, Beachy. You know, he calls it a toxic soup, the global pollution and chemical compound present in our environment today, which is really crazy because we don't, do we think about that? Maybe not. Maybe we don't. I mean, we kind of think, yeah, we want to be healthy. We want to eat. We want to have a good diet. We try to have a good environment and try and get enough sunshine. You know, we exercise. But, you know, where's the balance? Is there a balance or are we too overexposed in this toxic environment?
Yeah, we're attacked from a lot of area. I shouldn't say attacked, but there are just so many different ways that this stuff can get in your body. And I don't know if he mentioned this in the presentation, but as an aside, and it may not fit as far as obesity or gaining weight, but I don't know if you've heard about stevia, that, you know, stevia was, pushed out there for at least 20 years, you know, as a sugar substitute. It's a sweetener. However, they've known since the 70s that this is a contraceptive. In South America, this stevia rabadiana has traditionally been used by the Indians in Paraguay as a contraceptive. Each day, the woman would drink a cup of water in which the powdered weed has been boiled to be used as a contraceptive. And
this, yeah, so you consume it.
Yeah, this, you know, they never told anybody that, did they? I mean, I've never heard of that before, but apparently it's
the first I've heard of it as well.
Yeah, yeah, and so they said it. If you drink this, you could, you know, it's like, you know, if you're trying to get pregnant, I mean, this is not going to help. But
not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. But, and they say the stevia is the new hot sweetener at every Starbucks, you know, and lots of other places, I'm sure. So it's also goes by the name of Truvia, as well as gosh, there's another name. I think it's, wasn't the Splenda have stevia in it too?
Yes. Yeah. I, do you remember? I remember their commercials that were trying to push sugar at it. So natural sugar. So everyone used to have like on the table, you know, when you'd serve your tea, coffee, you would have your little milk jug and then you would have like a sugar, a bowl of sugar, whether it's cube sugar, raw sugar, whatever it is. And, you know, I used to think, oh, maybe, you know, mum used to say raw sugar is quite good for you. You know, she used to give us like sugar cane to chew on and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden in the media again, sugar's really bad. Sugar is really bad. So let's go and get this no sugar, Splenda.
Yeah.
You know, you could, the sweeteners are good for you. And this was a massive, promotion, through TV because they would add it like you could do the coffee, you know, hey, this is your coffee mate. So it would be like a supplement you could put instead of doing sugar and milk, the most natural ones that we can think of, it would be a powdered form of sugar and milk, so to speak, but it was all chemicals. So, yeah, how terrible is that? So we were sold on this. We were sold on the stuff that was natural to be very bad for us, but the stuff that is made chemically is actually going to be good for us. So how we've come a long way from that sort of thing as well. Yeah, the whole substitute. You substitute it for this and it will do the same thing. No, it doesn't. As we find out, we are having a massive global pollution.
Toxic overload. I believe it's a toxic overload.
Yeah, toxic.
And that does relate to the obesity thing because what your body does, it isolates the toxins when it doesn't know what to do with it. So how does it isolate it? It just kind of builds some cells around it and just kind of puts it aside. Well, if you're eating these things every day, it's building up. And
he's saying that your body has to put it somewhere as well.
It doesn't know what to do with it. So it kind of just, pushes it aside, I guess, or just deposit it somewhere in your tissues and then till it, I don't know, maybe just trying to decide what to do with it. But, until your regular regulatory body will come and, you know, basically do its job because our bodies are pretty smart and it knows, you know, what it needs to do, but in these cases, maybe it's just so much of an overload, it just can't.
And this is what's causing a lot of diseases and infections. And we were talking about having high inflammation and things like that. This is your body is trying to deal with so many things. And it's, you know, with the over where we're really just intoxicating ourselves. We're not detoxing because we should be detoxing. You know, like you, how can you detox through your sweat if you're wearing clothes with polyester in them? You know, it doesn't work. How are you detoxing if you're forever on medications? How are you detoxing if we are using products that have all these banned substances in them that have microplastics in them? You know, it just everything, it's just everywhere. It's a terrible thing. He was even talking about mothers, you know,
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
You're back on truthmeets.com. It's Coast to Coast with Beachy and Verilicious. It's the 25th of April, 2025. Just talking about the toxic soup of the global pollution that we are surrounded by. So not only what we wear, what we inhale, what we ingest, it's just everywhere around us. And this is what's calling obesogens as well. And it's making us fat, basically. So one thing that the World Health Organization has been saying is, this is a global epidemic, basically, human fatness. It's something that we don't really want to all talk about, but it's something that should be addressed, and we should have a look into our own diet. We should have a look at our own environment and see what we can do to better ourselves in this way. So, Peter Osborne was just talking about a mother's exposure to what she consumes that can affect the babies, especially when they start to grow. You know, how you have your little fat and chubby babies, super cute. Yes. But at the end of the day, these children now have health problems because of, say, what the mother's ingested, what she's taken, because, you know, even though we're trying to do the right thing by our bodies, in effect, we're not even aware of some of these things that are put into the things that we wear, we eat, and or what even we breathe. So it's quite interesting that he should say that even from the womb point of view, as because the nutrition comes from the mother, it's actually got toxins there that it's feeding the baby. So, and, you know, that's a pretty bad thing. The other interesting thing that I found was fructose. They found fructose in a lot of food products, especially baby formula. And to me, it's really, really disgusting to know that. I did watch a documentary a few years ago about all that sugar and the fructose levels that children were consuming and how they were becoming obese from it. They were having health issues from it. They were losing their teeth from it. It's terrible. Like, we just don't know what kind of things that they're putting anywhere and saying that is a good thing. This is healthy for you. It blows my mind. Like, a lot of these things I already know. But the thing is, at the end of the day, when you're exposed to new information, you go and you have to rethink about, hang on, I already know this information, but I'm looking at it in a new way. You know, the stress levels, we're talking about cortisol, you know, that's it, part of the inflammation. So when your body is in constant stress, the cortisol can increase your blood sugar levels, your insulin resistance, inflammation, equaling, getting to obesity. Now, myself, I might not be, if you look at me, I might not be fat, so to speak, but I might be overweight and I may or may not have health issues because of our environment and what those obesogens have and what has, you know, over the years. So, you know, we can only try and do our best in trying to improve what we do around us as well. And I just found it interesting, Beachy, we were talking about the energy that we have in us. And now the other thing that he was looking at was about our endocrine system. And so this network of glands that we have, and nobody sort of really sort of touches on this sort of thing, because there's a lot of things that we are made of and they all work in harmony, whether we're using whatever energy to fix ourselves. We're talking about vibrations with sound. We're talking about color, food, anything. So there's everything living that has a as energy. So the endocrine system, it plays an important role for the energy balance and fat storage in our body. So what we're going to have a look at quickly is just about our hormones. Now, one thing for me I've had to learn in these last maybe year or so is about hormones. When you go through changes in your life, you kind of wonder what's going on. Is it just me? Is it my environment? Is it what I'm eating? Is it what I'm not eating? Could it be things that I've, you know, I used to have allergies, not so much now, but now is it hormonal? So the hormones are secreted by the glands of the endocrine system, and the endocrine system travels through the bloodstream to various organs and the tissues in the body. So our bodily functions, which are controlled by our endocrine system, is the metabolism, our growth and development, sexual function and reproduction, heart rate, blood pressure, appetite, sleep and wake cycles, and our body temperature. So that's pretty much everything. It's how we function. And right. If these are not in harmony, then obviously there's going to be a breakdown in something, and this is what's going to cause an imbalance in our system.
Right. So, well, it's a really huge problem because, like you said, all these systems are just, you know, affected and are probably diminished in their efficacy because they're just overloaded. And just in the food alone, let's just talk about food. I received again a list of foods that they said, well, these are Monsanto companies and don't buy them, which I don't know that Monsanto actually owns all these companies, but I believe Monsanto is in the business of making seeds or, I don't know, or possibly chemical ingredients that maybe these companies purchase. But just the list, the huge, huge list, you know, and I send it out to, you know, certain people that I know might be interested in this. And granted, a lot of my friends are not engaging in any of these items, but there's a lot of them. I mean, it's a huge, huge list. And there was some people that came back and said, oh my God, well, what am I supposed to eat? Right.
Exactly.
There are, you know, many items on here, like, for example, that aren't things that, you know, like obviously there's the banquet, frozen meals. There's what's another one? Like Nestle's chocolate, there's pizza, Tostino's, whatever. But then there's also things, normal, everyday things that people eat, like, like Rice-A-Roni or Uncle Ben's, mm-hmm. Smart Ones, Ragu sauce, Quaker, the Quaker Oats, Pop Secret, popcorn, Pillsbury things, Pepperidge Farms, Orville Redenbacher, Ocean Spray, Or Ida, Nature Valley, Nabisco, Morningstar, which I always thought Morningstar was kind of safe, Minute Maid, yeah. Lipton. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I mean, yeah. There's many big names here, but I think if you just consider as a whole, any of these giant corporations are going to be doing this stuff. I mean, we're talking Betty Crocker, we're talking Bisquick, we're talking Chef Boyardee.
Betty Crocker.
I mean, it's all these things, you know, like I said, they're very ingrained in our, you know, we've been eating these things for years, right? Frito-Lay, yeah. Healthy Choice.
Yeah, my understanding with Monsanto is the actual food itself is grown by using the Monsanto chemicals. So just for example, the rice from Africa, that rice will not grow unless the chemicals are put into
right.
them.
Yes.
The chemicals
yes.
that make them grow. So it's what a terrible thing.
Right.
Allowing chemicals the oats, you know, the wheat, you know, are grown by chemicals. They cannot be grown without chemicals. A lot of the fruit we eat, just for example, the seeds in them are sterile, which means that the fruit itself is sterile, because you cannot grow, say, an apple tree from the seeds of the apple anymore because it's sterile.
Right, right.
It's dead. It's
yes.
dead food. So we're literally eating dead food. They're not live anymore. It's really sad that we're sort of just discovering a lot of these things that we thought, you know, hey, the food triangle, tip it on its head, you know, all these things that we, over time, that we thought, okay, this is what's going to be good for us. This is how we should have our diet. And I'm not talking about diet as in to lose weight diet. I'm talking about like our everyday food, what we should be eating. You know, we should have X amount of protein, X amount of fruit and vegetables, X amount of carbohydrates, X amount of fats, good fats. So I'm talking about like avocado, salmon, like fish oils and stuff
coconut,
like that.
Just yeah.
Those kind of fats. Yeah. And coconut, those kind of fats. We're talking about those kind of fats in food. So it's quite interesting that a lot of that stuff is now tainted, and we are, you know, instead of getting healthier and being healthier, we are finding that we're getting problems. And another part of that problem is the obesity and how much more it's causing all these other things in us as well. It was a real eye opener, actually. Like I was saying, like you think you know something, and then boom, it's just something else your way, you know.
And my point was in bringing all that up is because he mentioned, you know, okay, this is how to combat all this stuff, and basically eating whole foods and not sitting, you know, you get your exercise in, do lots of exercise. And quite frankly, you know, someone who is hugely obese, is it's going to be a tough road, because you're going to have to knock all those foods out. It's huge. It's a big ask. And, you know, because I remember when I first came upon some of this information, not all of it, but, you know, it was a health moment, you could say, where I did have to go and start reading labels and looking at all the stuff that was in the foods. And that was mostly just trying to make sure I wasn't getting particular substances. But when reading all these labels, it's like, holy crap, what is this? You know, I mean, even if you're, you know, not, I mean, at first it was just, okay, I needed to eliminate soy, for example. And, you know, it's in everything. So that was a challenge, just to find something that didn't have that in it. And again, like you said, most of the soy in this country is genetically modified. It's not even real.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And then,
but anyway, yeah.
But they're genetically modifying everything.
Yeah. And I did, you know, some people, when I would comment about that, would say, oh, you know, the soy is good for your, what do you call it, menopausal symptoms. A lot of women are taking soy for menopausal symptoms, and it's a huge hormone disruptor. So, again, like you said, you know, all these things do, you know, they're recommended. They don't tell you the entire story. They tell you just a little bit of it, and then market the heck out of it, and people are happy.
And then we buy into it.
Yeah, we buy it.
We buy into it. Yeah, exactly. It's like the protein shakes as well. Like, you know, we were the same. We used to have high workouts, and the protein shake was the way to go. You try and get the most natural one that you could find with the right certifications and stuff like that. But still, now I'm thinking to myself, was it even 100%? We don't even know. You know, because labeling is everything. Marketing is everything. They could sell you anything with the right marketing tools. You know, whether it's the packaging, whether it's the color, whether, you know, whatever we're attracted to, whether it's sight and smell and feel, all that kind of stuff that we're attracted to. But I just thought about our glands. We've got certain glands which help us, and what the hormones do with us is with our body as well. You know, we were talking about a pineal gland last time in regards to the blue light, where, you know, it's disrupting, it disrupts our sleep cycle. So the pineal gland, it's that helps us with our sleep and our and our waking up cycles, you know. Last week we had a bit of a chat about the thyroid and how iodine is good for our thyroid, but our thyroid is, you know, from metabolism, and then you got your parathyroid, which is the gland that controls the calcium levels in your bones and your blood. Because the other thing we don't want to have is calcification. They were talking about calcification in our arteries and stuff like that. There's so much information out there, and it's just a matter of sifting through. Sometimes we can be overwhelmed and really bogged down by it. But I think just down to the nitty gritty and then just, you know, break it down and just go real this, real that, as real as possible. you know, eat your real food, filter your air, filter your water, avoid anything that's toxic in it, whether your personal hygiene, your household products, get your fresh air, and then get your sunshine for your vitamin D and also for your melatonin. Everything of that will help with detoxification, exercise, detox through sweating, and basically just evaluate what you put in and put on your body. So, you know, it's over the years, it's treating chemicals with chemicals, basically. Yeah. You know, we've got to look at quality and quantity, and also consistency. So there's a lot of factors into play. But what do they do with our lifestyle? They disrupt our lifestyle by making us worry about things like living, you know, how we're going to pay for certain things, whether or not we're going to eat. They'll put things like about food shortages. Just recently with us with the cyclone, you know, the supermarkets had no food, and then there was the supply and demand issues. You know, all these things that are causing stress for people. So they truly try and push us in a direction to disrupt everything in our life to harm our health, basically. And there's another thing that I found interesting in regards to the PFA substances, because they're called the forever chemicals that don't break down, because it's synthetic packaging. But what's interesting is that they're just briefly in regards to the face masks during the pandemic. So in particular, the masks N95, which was everywhere. The stores had them. Everybody was told you need to wear a mask at that time, you know, purchase them. Now, this thing here has got that PFA in it, which is a chemical which we inhale, which... Yeah. Reduces our immune function. And we're supposed to, like, that's supposed to be for immunity. It's supposed to help us. But in fact, what they've done is they've actually introduced another toxin that we were inhaling at that time and just add it to that toxic soup, basically. So how, you know, you just don't know what to believe when it comes to, hey, this is supposed to be good for you. We're doing this for your health, but they're not really, you know. So you start now questioning, like, what am I going to do? And the hand sanitizers contain triclosan, which is a banned substance. So anything that was toxic, these obesogens were present during this time, and it could be making people sick, more sick now. Instead of prevention of a health epidemic, we were actually causing one. Yeah. So I just found that really interesting, a really good eye-opener.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
And you are back. Truthmeets.com. It is Coast to Coast with Beachy and Verilicious. It is the 25th of April 2025. And we're just talking about a video. Now, anyone who's interested in all this sort of stuff, there is a couple of YouTube channels you can have a look at. You can watch these, you can, just for your own personal interest, really, Peter Osborne in Dr. Osborne's Own. The topic that we are talking about is why are we so fat? And he goes into details with some of this stuff, but he also has other ones you can watch. But he's into power nutrition, lifestyle for your health. He talks about gluten, nutrition and natural health. So it's not bad. But, you know, for me, having an arsenal of things about your health and what you can do, you can basically watch these or listen to them and pick and choose. You know, you have to just see what's right for you. But there is a wealth of information out there. It's just a matter of where to look for them. Obviously, yes, sometimes they do promote their own things or they might promote a certain agenda, but just be aware of all that. And then you can sort of, you know, work around it. The other thing that we were looking at, Beachy, was the Primal podcast. This is based on science. Yeah. It's about getting healthy and losing weight. And this girl, this lady on here, she interviews doctors and experts, and she talks about low carb, the ketogenic diet, the carnivore diet, intermittent fasting. I think she's a big advocate on the carnivore diet, which is not suitable for everybody. And this is what I'm saying, like, you have to get all the information before you start something, you know, look into it, get some professional, if you need professional help with it as well, talk to some experts about it. Don't just jump into something without researching the hell out of it. The one podcast that I like from hers, which I would like to watch, is called A Bite of Butter Fixes Belly Fat. So, interesting. fixing belly fat. Yeah.
Okay. So, let's hear about that. I'm interested.
Yeah. Well, I haven't watched it yet, but there's a few. Yeah. It's one of those things that get your attention, right? So you kind of like, a bite of butter fixes my belly fat. How am I going to do that? So there's quite a few different ones that she has. She talks about high fat, how it can fix the brain, and obviously things that we knew about the oils. So not using especially olive oil for cooking, frying and all that kind of stuff. But there's all these things that you can watch and listen to as well. I do like the Peter Osborne, some of them. His other topics, he's got unseen dangers, which is mold, mycotoxins, health risks and misdiagnosis. And then he's got strategies for headaches, joint pain, muscle pain and more. So he's got some good ones as well to look into, especially, you know, sometimes we get a bit of joint pain. We kind of know that we want to do things with natural healing, but let's hear what he has to say. Does he go the natural way? What does he suggest and all that kind of stuff? So there's little things that you can pick up on, stuff like that. But the one thing that I liked as well, which we used to do, I haven't done it in a little while, but I'm going to go back to it as I'm on this weight loss, trying to lose the fat before I build up my muscle. But exercising and getting a balance for that. So you've got your high intensity interval training, and then you've got your Tabata, which is the 20-second push to the limit exercise, your 10-second rest, and then if you do that, 8 consecutive workouts and relax cycles. So that's 4 rounds. And 1 minute recovery after each round. So basically we do a push pull squat. And I find for me helps because it's an overall body, we're trying to do. And it's not a long time. He does talk about it. 4 minutes of your day to do something like that is really good. The other thing we're doing is walking for half an hour each day, 30 minutes each day. We did a barefoot walk on the beach, which is really good, can help strengthen your feet, your muscles, everything there as well. And the other walk we do, obviously pop your runners on and go for a walk on the path. We've got a straight path. I'm not very good with hills. So up and downstairs could be a killer. But yeah, all those kind of things.
Those are hard on your knees.
Yeah. And as you get older. Yeah.
Yeah. I
kind of need the oil on the knees.
Wait, the knees? Yeah. Are very, I mean, as I've gotten older, that even though I've never had any knee problems, but like this week I took a walk and this particular place where I was on the, it wasn't the beach, it was the harbor, which is kind of a protected harbor. So it's kind of like a,
a very calm water. And anyway, I was trying to get into the water and just, but it was very mushy, like the bottom, like you sank, your feet sank like you were going into quicksand. So I was trying to like just move around, and it was a pretty good workout because it was like doing stairs, because you know, you had to pull your foot out from sinking. It was kind of scary because you didn't know how far you were going to sink, right? And it was,
yeah, that's right.
It was a lot of work, and I didn't realize it until, like, you know, I got home that day later. It was like, oh my God, my legs were so sore. But it was, yeah, it was like running up and down stairs, and it really was a good workout.
Yeah.
Which I haven't done for quite some time.
Yeah. And it makes you feel good as well. And the thing is with here, I mean, we've had rain for the last, I started yesterday and now it's today. But prior to that, and prior to me going to work this week, I've been able to go out early in the morning. Now, early in the morning for us, it's already, you know, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's already 25 degrees Celsius here. It's so hot, you know, and the autumn sun is really good. So I've been finding that I'm getting a good tan as well while I'm walking. So it's always a good start. And, you know, I'm up on my feet all day at work. You know, I'm making sure that I'm hydrated. So, you know, by the end of the day, it's like I have a good meal. And sometimes I go for another afternoon walk if I'm up for it. If not, it's just rest. And that's another thing too, is just like, you know, sleep is a big factor as well in part of healing. So we want to make sure that we're getting good sleep as well. So there's so many things that we can do to improve ourselves. Yeah, but, you know, having this thing about another epidemic, an epidemic of this, an epidemic of that, really goes to show what kind of world we're living in right now. And, oh, yeah. You know, and there's a lot of things that reflect that as well. Like, I don't know, do you remember that movie? It was supposed to be marketed as a kids movie, that Wall-E, that little robot went up. Yeah. And then, wow, you know, you don't realize it, that they're actually, for me, I was like, is that a projection for our future? In a cartoon, in a kids show, it's going to show like how the people were morbidly obese. They didn't even move anywhere. They were watching a screen. They were like eating all the time. And then it was like the question was brought up, is like, where did they put all the people that died? Are they like cannibals? Did they start eating the people that they put them in the food? And I was like, ew, I didn't even want to go that far. It's supposed to be a kids movie. Like, yeah. how crazy, something like that.
I don't remember that particular part about, you know, the dead people or whatever. I do remember it was more of a kind of a Greta Thunberg, you know, we're all gonna, we're destroying the earth kind of thing, you know. I don't know, we were gonna have to move to another planet because, you know, there was just all this junk lying around and we had too much stuff.
Yeah. And then he finds the plant. Yeah. And then he bumps into that other robot, Eve. Very interesting that her name is Eve.
But
a lot of these movies have other messages in them, I think.
That was probably the most disturbing thing was, the people running around. Well, they weren't running around. They were being carried around like babies with their drinks. And, it's interesting because it's exactly what's happening now. I mean, you see people running into their Starbucks and they've got their huge, and that was the other thing, is the drinks were enormous, you know.
Disturbing size. Disturbing size is huge. Yeah. And I noticed that too when we were in the difference between when we went to the United States and when we were in Europe. So when we were in New York, the serving sizes were phenomenal. And I was like, wow, this like could feed a family of four. I think E-Train was like absolutely ecstatic that he could get a 1 liter coffee. You know, that's unheard of, to have a liter coffee that you can walk around with. Yeah, and you can put cream and sugar in it. And then, yeah, and then on the other scale, when we were in, we spent some time in France, we were actually, we didn't gain any weight. We were just, you know, eating like baguettes and we used to have an omelette. I had black coffee, but we were just eating intervals and small, like we were basically like grazing. And I found that I was losing weight that way. When I was in the States, oh my goodness, like packed on 10 kilos in 6 weeks.
And you know, probably didn't walk crazy. Very much either, because in Europe, like I lost weight running around Europe too, because you had to walk everywhere.
You had to walk everywhere.
You have your car. And yeah, and you were not eating, you know, every, you know, three meals a day. You just ate whenever you could. And again, seemed like the food was a little pure there. It had, you didn't buy things like from the grocery store. You bought things that were freshly made, like from the, you know, the local.
Yeah, from Osteria the local.
Or whatever.
It was great. So, and then, yeah. I mean, you know, my big thing was I used to love going. I went when we were in New York. We'd catch the metro, the train to Brooklyn, and then we would walk the Brooklyn Bridge back to Manhattan. And I would have a hot chocolate made of liquid hot chocolate, you know. And I was like, this is so nice. Like, I'm going to burn this as I walk, you know. But it's like, oh. Is it, you know, it was too much. Yeah, it's something that I could not do now. Like back then, I think because when you're on holidays, everything is exciting, it's fascinating. One of the burgers, we had this like 1 pound burger, which was as big as my head, and I cut it into 4 slices. And the slice that would fit in the palm of my hand would be about the size of our little burgers here. And that was like, how am I supposed to eat 4? Like, you know, how am I supposed to eat the quarters now? I can only eat like 1 quarter. I can't eat the whole lot. Like, it was just one of those fascinating things. But I did fall in love with Beachy cheesy fries. Oh my goodness. It was one of those things. Like, I'd never had cheesy fries before in my life, because here we'd love our fries with like
chili cheese fries. What about chili cheese fries? Did you ever have those?
Chili cheese fries? Did we have chili cheese fries? No, we didn't. But we did have chili chocolate.
That's just another top. I mean, that's like a whole meal right there. Chili cheese fries. Yeah. You got your chili, and then they put the cheesy melted cheesy goop on top. And yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But that's the thing, though, because there's foods that we would probably not normally eat when we're at home anyway. Then when you're on holidays, you're exposed to all these different variety of food and how they're made. Like, you know, Indian food over in Queens was different to Indian food that I have here in Australia. You know, it's like full on. And the fact that you could have an all-you-can-eat for $11, it's like, wow, what? You know, so it was just one of those things. But, you know, thing obviously coming back to when you're on holidays is a little bit different, but when you're coming back to your normal life, we've just really got to think about a balance, and that's what it comes down to. If we can eat as fresh as possible, then that's going to be good. If we can exercise, even if it's only walking 30 minutes a day, or if you have a treadmill at home, or if you have an exercise bike at home, you can just pop some music on and just pedal away. That's going to, you know, any little thing that we can do to help ourselves. And that's the other thing that this Peter Osborne mentioned, which I had heard about it, but I had forgotten all about it over time, was about cardamom, which is the metal that you find in food. And this is causing, you know, we have causes for leaky gut, and we know that if you fix your gut health, then pretty much we can fix everything else. But I forgot not only about the plastics, but the metals that were found in our food. And I was like, oh, yes, the metals again. So interestingly, we have all sorts of different components in our foods, that's not meant to be there. You know, what happened to rice being rice? Why has it got microplastics in it? Why has it got cardamom in it? You know, why has soy got like, why is soy genetically modified? Like, what is it modified with to make it what it does? You know, what's going on?
So, you know, what back up a bit on the cardamom, there's metals in that, or I thought cardamom was.
Yeah, cardmium, cadmium.
Cadmium,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a metal. Okay.
Because there is
a metal that's,
cardamum is.
Which is a natural thing, yeah, which the pod. Yeah.
That's an Indian spice, right? Cardamom.
That's right, yeah. So you got an Indian spice versus a metal.
I was confused. Okay. So cadmium, yes.
Yeah, which is interesting because that's a type of metal which is found in a lot of our products as well. And the main one that they touched on was the fact that it was in foods like rice. So I'm like, could you imagine that rice being the main ingredient and diet for a lot of countries, especially like in the Asian countries, and now to make it so unhealthy for them, they can't grow it without using chemicals. They're putting microplastics, they're putting metals in it. So, you know, the Asian or Southeast Asian region or wherever they predominantly have rice as part of their diet, now it's being infected, you know, to what? To give these people bad health and to give them health problems. Wow. So it goes to show.
Morning, noon, and night. I mean, that's their staple.
The staples. Exactly.
That is definitely a weapon. I mean, gosh, how can you call it anything else?
Yeah, exactly. It is, you know, it's all part of this toxic soup that we have surrounding us, which is pretty bad. So it's really interesting that all these things, look, we may have heard of before, we may have not really looked into it. There's subjects that we don't really want to talk about, but you know what? It's there in front of our faces. We see it all the time, and it's a matter of what are you going to do about it? You know, what am I going to do about it? How am I going to improve my health? You know, you can have people like the World Health Organization giving out information. You can have all these people doing their podcasts and talking to doctors and whatever experts and stuff like that. And we can be bombarded with so much information. But what it boils down to is basically maybe looking at your own health needs, see what you're going through, get all the tests that you need to figure out exactly where you need to go with your health, and just take it from there. I mean, you know, sometimes it's a bit of a juggling act, but it just depends on how you want to go with it.
It's a full-time job.
Full-time job looking after yourself, exactly. Yeah. And there's one more thing before we go, Beachy.
Yeah.
Interesting, truthmeats.com will have a forum up. Now, which means that our listeners will be able to send us a message through the forum for any of the topics that we discussed. I haven't heard any more. So this is a watch this space, guys, or when you jump on truthmeats.com, have a look to see if you can register for the forum. I'm just waiting to see if I can register for the forum myself. So Beachy and I can get on there if you guys have any questions or if you want to recommend anything. When it is operational, you can message us through there.
Oh, you're going to log in. Okay. Yeah. Hmm. All right. Because
so
I saw it, I think, last week, and I went in and I said, we don't have a category. But so what do you got to do? You got to sign in with your email address, right?
Yeah.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeats.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Truthmeats.com, coast to coast, with Beachy and Verilicious. We're just talking about the truthmeats.com forum, which will be up and running soon, according to lovely Sarah. who is the wife of our producer, Velocet. So, guys, have a bit of a look at our website at truthmeets.com. You will find shows that Beachy and I are on, other interesting things on there. Hopefully once the forum gets up and running where there's certain things that we can discuss on there, you can discuss with us. In the meantime, send us a note. In the meantime, if you are still messaging Beachy over there in the States and myself here in Australia, if you want to message me, that's fine as well. We're happy to get back to you and recommend like some of the things that we've been talking about. And anything else, Beachy? Have we missed anything?
I was just going to say, I'm looking at the forum thing here right now, and basically it says you need to sign up, I guess, before you get access to the full forum. And it looks like maybe you just got to create a username and a password, not necessarily an email address. But we'll have to go in.
We'll have to get on it ourselves.
Look, we'll have to get in there so we can respond.
Exactly. All right. Well thanks, BT. Yeah, we have really good. What are you? Oh, it's your night, my afternoon, and it's just decided to absolutely pour down with rain, so I'm not going anywhere. We do have dinner tonight. We have to go to Brisbane. We have to be there by 5 p.m. So I don't know how this is going to happen, but it will happen.
Okay. Well, enjoy your dinner. I will see you, I guess, next week sometime when you're next available.
Yes, with something else. Yeah. So or just keep on the lookout with us, guys. If you missed today's show, it will be uploaded again. I can message you guys who are listening of the upload when it does come up on truthmeets.com. If not, mark our page, truthmeets.com, and give us a listen. So why not? Okay, and there's a few other shows there that you can have a listen to if you want to have a bit of a laugh, or you want to listen to something different. Yeah. But in the meantime, everyone, enjoy your day, night, morning, wherever you are in the world. And Beachy and I will catch you next time on Coast to Coast on truthmeets.com. See you later.
See you later.